Today I would like to share with you this message, the topic is Lord, I neglect your word. The passage from 2 Chronicles, chapter 34, 14 to 21. Could I ask brothers and sisters to read that together? Please, go ahead. While they were bringing out
the money and taking it into the temple of the Lord, Hilkiah the priest found the book of the law of the Lord, and read it through Moses. I found the book of the law in the temple of the Lord. He gave it to Shimon. Shimon took the book to the king and reported to him. Your officials are doing everything that has been committed to them. They have paid out the money that was in the temple of the Lord and have entrusted it to supervisors and workers. Then Shimon, the secretary, informed the king.
Please have given me a book. And Shaphan read from it in the presence of the king. When the king heard the words of the Lord, he called his words. He gave these words to Hilkiah,
Ahikam, son of Shaphan, Abdon, son of Micah, Shaphan the secretary, and Abdiah
the king's attendant. Go inquire of the Lord for me and for the remnant and Judah about what's written in this book and has been found. Great is the Lord's anger that's poured out on us, because those who have gone before us have not kept the word of the Lord.
They have not acted in accordance with all that is written in
this book. Let's bow our heads and pray. Father, help us to listen to your word. May your Holy Spirit speak to us. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. In November 2003, I have the privilege to co-work with our elder Liu Zixiong. He's a famous speaker. And we led a retreat in Wittenberg. I don't know whether you have some idea about Wittenberg. Wittenberg is where Martin Luther King was located. And right in front, this is the door where he holds the thesis against the Pope. So we have this conference retreat exactly at the site, just by the side of the church. And Elder Liu and I were speaking to a group of mainland Chinese students. There are about 100-something students there. So for the message, Elder Liu kept asking questions. He tried to interact with the audience. He asked students questions. And after his service, we sat together, and he talked to me. Chuck, nowadays the believers are so unfamiliar with the word. Because when he asked questions during his message, very few students, very few believers actually know that. Very simple answer to the Bible. He said, Chuck, nowadays the believers are so unfamiliar with the word. The word of God actually is the manual to a blessed life for us. He created this universe. He created this universe to provide a menu to open this universe and lead a blessed and wonderful life. In order to live a wonderful life, we have to study this menu. Unfortunately, that's the case that many people, even Christians, do not open the Bible much. As a result, there's a lot of problems in their lives. Today, I would like to share with you a role model, King Josiah. That's the passage we just read. From this passage, chapter 34, I would like to outline several major points. Seeing God forsaking idols and rebuild temple. The second section is read the scripture, repent deeply and ask God. And then finally teach people and follow the whole life. So using chapter 34 and the role model of King Josiah, I would like to encourage brothers and sisters. The passage starts in this, 34, 1 to 3. Can I ask a sister to read it for us? Sister, go please. Josiah.
Years, they have preferred Judah and Jerusalem for high places, Asherah, Baal, and Isaac.
Josiah, when he was king, he was just 8 years. And wonderfully, about 16 years, when he became king, he's 6 years. And then when he was about 8 years after that, he started pursuing the word of God. He began to seek the God of his father David. Now this is encouraging news for me, because his dad, his father, is not a good king. It was a bad king. Amen. He was installed idol, idolatry, and all things around the whole country. But there's still hope. The son, although the father was wicked, but the son is actually good. So during the 8th year of his reign, he started pursuing God. After pursuing God, he started to, in the 12th year, he started to purge Judah and Jerusalem of high places, poles and idols. He took his faith in actions. He learned, I think he must be influenced by some people who really are servants of God, is waiting for a good king to come about, and he listened while he was young. And when he listened, he put into practice and still demolishing a lot of idols in the country of Israel. In the 18th year, then, in his reign, he started to repair the temple. Here in this passage, may I ask the brothers to read it out for us, please. Brothers, in the 18th year
of Josiah's reign, he purified the land and the temple. He sent Shaphan, son of Azariah, and Messiah, the ruler of the city, with Joel, son of Joahaz, the reporter, to prepare the temple of the Lord his God. He went to Josiah, the high priest, gave him the money that had been brought to the temple of God, which the Levites, who were the gatekeepers, had collected from the people of Manasseh,
workers labor faithfully.
Over them to direct them was Gahath and Obadiah. Levites descended from Merari and Zechariah and Meshulam, descended from Kohath. The Levites, all who were skilled in playing musical instruments, had charge of the laborers and supervised all the workers from job to job. Some of the Levites were secretaries, scribes, and gatekeepers.
So in 18 of his reign, after he purged all these idols, he started rebuilding the temple. The temple was in ruin. And from this passage, I was also encouraged, because not only King Josiah himself was good, in fact, there are a lot of people actually was very good. They're waiting for the opportunity, a good king to serve him. So once this king has the leadership to rebuild the temple, actually the money was there already. The money was collected. And then the workers labor faithfully. They're not just working for wage. They're waiting for the opportunity to serve God to build this temple. And surely, because of his concerted efforts, his collective efforts, God shows something special to them. So, seeking God, forsaking idols, and rebuilding the temple. That was the action of King Josiah. And then, let's see what happened. Amazing thing happened. Okay, let's read that together again. While they were bringing out the money that had been taken into the temple of the Lord, Micaiah the priest found the book of the law that had been given to Moses. Micaiah said to him, "I have found the book of the law in the temple of God." He gave to Shaphan. The Shaphan took the book to the king and reported to him, "Your officials are doing everything that has been committed to them. They have paid out the money that was in the temple of the law and gave justice to the supervisor and workers." Then Shaphan the secretary informed the king, "Micaiah the priest has given me a book," and Shaphan read from it in the presence of the king. When the king heard the words of the law, he tore his robes. He gave his orders of Micaiah, and I came, son of Shaphan, and Don, son of Micaiah, Shaphan's secretary, beside the king's attendant. "Go and the cry of the law for me, and for the reign in Israel and Judah about what is written in this book, and that has been found. Great is the Lord's anger that's poured out on us, because those who have gone before us have not kept the word of the Lord. They have not acted in accordance with all." And basically, when they rebuild the temple, they found something. What's that something? It's the Bible. It's actually the book of Moses. And then they took it to the king and read out to the king. And what's the king's response? He tore it. So brothers and sisters, imagine the situation. This is very surprising, interesting. The whole temple was there. But actually nobody has seen the book for a long time. Imagine today when you come to the church. There's no Bible at all. Not even electronic version. That's the situation. Nobody has seen the Bible for a long time. So when they see the book of the Moses, they're so surprised. So they talk to the king, and the king heard that what happened. He tore his clothes. Why do he tear his clothes? He said, that's why. That's why our country was in ruin. Because we have been away from the Lord for so long. Not many people actually have read the book for a long, long time. No wonder. That's why. He tore his clothes. Because he loved his countrymen. He loved his country. And seeing all this in ruin, he was searching for the answer. What was the reason? That's the reason. Being away from the law, the word of God, so long. American also is interested right now. You can see that more and more people are leaving the word of God. It's openly doing something that's against the Bible. For example, we talk about homosexuality. Now it's even a lot of media is trying to promote that. Not just legalize. For those people who speak against it, it's looking at something like a demon. But the Bible mentions very clear, don't do that. It's against my creation, the way I create things. Look at Sodom and Gomorrah. That was destroyed. Yet today, openly people said, that's okay. We talk about Mariana. Mariana. It's not legalizing marijuana for fun, for entertainment purpose. In the past, it's for medicine. Now, it's for entertainment. So you can see very clearly, we're stepping, the whole society is stepping away from it, away from the word. And that's why America is on the path. I travel to Europe every year. I can see what happened to you several decades ago is now repeating exactly in America. Because in Europe, they have legalized drugs for a long time. Homosexuality for a long time. The U.S. was behind for several decades. And you can see what happened to Europe now. Not just economically, it's not doing well, struggling, and people lose their faith. It's very hard to share the gospel. A lot of church buildings were empty. It's just very typical to share the gospel nowadays in Europe, except for the Chinese. That's happening to America. As people are walking away from
in the bush, the fire did not consume the bush. What happened in the movie? a child, a boy who knows.
They represent God.
The whole township is the baby. So King Josiah was very unhappy. He knew about this news, he was so sad. But he was a good king. He would like to, he loved his countrymen. He was care about the destiny of the country, so that he wanted to inquire, what happened to us? Lord, tell what happened. So he sent his servant to go to see a prophet.
Okay, let's read that together. Go and inquire
the Lord for me, for the brethren in Israel and Judah, about what is written in this book that has been found. Great is the Lord's anger that is poured out on us, because those who have gone before us have not heard the word of the Lord. And I'm not happy that the one who has fallen has written in this book. And I don't know the king and the wisdom, but it is written in the prophet of the Lord. The Lord is the strong son of the prophet, the son of the pastor, keeper of the Lord.
So the king sends someone to go to talk to you. So the king sends his servants to ask about what's the future of this nation. And you can see you get two answers. Pay attention. This is what he said. May I ask the ladies, our sisters, read it out. Let's see. So he said to them, the first outcome, the case is closed. So the Israelites have been away from God for so long, even if you're a good king, King Josiah, it's not going to change. The case has been closed. You see that this nation will be persecuted. There will be this nation will fall in ruins. The first. I'm hoping that America, the case has not been. But I'm pessimistic. Because what I see in Europe, I can see now in America. And also, this legalization of drugs, homosexuality, will be very difficult to change. Once you're going down this path, with more and more, maybe the case has been closed. So what's the implication to you? That your life will be tough. Your life is going to be tougher and tougher as a Christian here. Because you will look at it as a deviant of the society. When you share the gospel with them, what are you talking about? When you speak the thing, this thing, you say, you're dinosaurs. It will be more difficult to share the gospel because the cultural environment has shifted. However, there's another brighter side. Can I ask the brothers to read that together? Brothers, go ahead. Tell the king. Because your heart was responsive and you humble yourself, because when you heard what he spoke against this place and his people, and because you humble yourself before me and tore your robes and wept in my presence, I've heard you, declares the Lord. Now I will gather you to your ancestors, and you will be buried in peace. Your eyes will not see all the sister I'm going to bring on this place, and all those who live here. So they took her answer back to the king. Outcome number two is the king. He said, although I have pronounced judgment already, my word was done to this country. But to you, you are a special case, Because you pursue me, you love me, you try to do your best, I'll protect you. Not just you, all the people around you during your reign. So brothers and sisters, although we are living in a tougher and tougher society, but God will protect us. And you do your part. You have to do your part. And because of you, God will protect you. And people who love your friends, your relatives around you, because of your love for God. Two different outcomes. So the bottom line is that, are you pursuing the word of God? So I'm going to ask you several questions to test you. How well do you know about the Bible? Are you following God's word closely? Do you understand the manual of life, the book? Just five simple questions, not tricky questions, just general questions, and see how you score. It's from the Old Testament and the New Testament, okay? You don't need to tell me your answer. Just count your scores. Number one, who was the first murderer in human history? Cain. The second question, count your own score, okay? After the flood, God established a covenant with man, promises will never again destroy all living creatures with flood. What's the sign of the covenant? That's the rainbow. Simple questions, right? Third, who's the weeping prophet in Old Testament? This is a little bit tricky now. Do you know who he is? It's prophet Jeremiah. New Testament. Who's the first martyr in the New Testament? Do you know? Stephen. Final question. Someone is a slave in the era of New Testament. He fled away. After believing in Christ, Paul encouraged him back to his master and appeal his master, who is also a believer, to treat him well. Who's the name of this episode? The letter written by Paul, taken by this man, to his master. What's the name of the episode? You got it? So how many scores do you have? You don't need to tell me. If you get perfect score, wonderful. If you miss one question, okay. If you miss two questions, it's only a fun game. But also somehow reflect your spiritual condition. How serious are you to the word of God? Because your life counts on that. Not just your life, just King Kosiah. Because you love God's word, those you love who are around you will also be blessed. You will be protected. Even if the circumstances are changing, you will be protected, and the people around you will also be protected. So please read the gospel. Attend Sunday school, read the Bible. Read Bible-related books, recite the scripture. Think how to apply it to your life. And WWJD. What's WWJD? What would Jesus do whenever you got kind of a situation? Because you're well familiar with the Bible, then the story, the teaching will come out and teach you what, how should I do to solve this particular situation. But you got to know the Word of God first. I like this book a lot. There are like many books. And this book I like a lot because there's a Chinese translation. Especially the seekers or new believers, when they feel that Bible is too long to read, I give them this book. This is actually a Bible study of the whole New Testament. To let you read the Bible easily as a structure, as a framework. So I like to give this book to the seekers and new believers to help them build the Word of God. So, the king, hearing about this news, about these two outcomes, he did not forget, he gave up. This is actually a really good king, knowing the destiny of the nation. It's going to be, the gate is very close, but the king did not give up. He said, yes, it's close, but to me, if I can do something, I'll do something. So what he do? He said, let's read it together. He went up to the temple of the Lord. He read in the hearing all the words. This is what I admire King Josiah. Although he knows the case is closed, he did not give up. I can't control anybody. I cannot control this world. I cannot control the destiny of the nation. But I can control myself. As long as I live, I'll try my best. As long as I have power, I lead my people back to the Lord. Even for a short period of time, I'll do it. And I'll do it until I die. Brothers and sisters, you got to have this resolution. You cannot control a lot of things that's happening in America. But you yourself, you control your destiny. Because you stand firm your life, lifelong. And God is going to use you to bless many people. Encourage each other to worship service. Prepare good Sunday school curriculum so people can come to Lutheran. Encourage each other in fellowship. And also at home. Family altar. Share the Bible. The Bible will give you wisdom in life. If you give advice, if your friends, your brothers and sisters have some trouble, you can guide them using God's word. And after all, this is a respect for the Lord who created you. Thank you. And let's bow our heads and pray. Dear Father, thank you for giving this worship service. It's sometimes very sad to see things happening around us. But we have faith in you. You have chosen us. You have chosen us for some reason. As long as we live, may we all love your word. Love you. Stand firm in you through our whole life. We need to study your word closely. Not just study, follow it. Not just follow it, love it. May we influence people around us and bring them back to you. In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.